Okay, good morning everybody, here both in Johannesburg and London and on Summit. Welcome to our pre-close briefing. I think we talk to you about six times a year formally, so I guess that you should be pretty up to date by the end of these briefings with where we are in life. If I move straight on to it, I think overall we continue to get support from our recurring revenue base and our operational diversity. We are still in, I would guess, a fairly tough space. I mean, economies have improved quite significantly from where they were the last time we spoke. But, you know, these little bombs go off every now and again, and one has to still operate with a fair amount of caution. But as we said last time, we're continually trying to push our organization more onto the front foot. And it takes time for that to happen, and it takes time for the world to actually get on the front foot, because people, I think, you know, had a cardiac arrest and they're still on life support, but we are coming off life support to the world. And we are starting to see signs of movement. I think overall we expect our operating profit to be marginally higher than our prior year. We had a very strong relative performance from the UK and Australia, well ahead of the prior year. South Africa being behind the curve, and I think you've seen that with all South African bank results, mainly as a consequence of high impairments and very low levels of activity, has traded ahead of the first half of the financial year, but is expected to post a weaker overall performance, as you've seen most South African banks have been in that kind of space. On our balance sheet side, we have seen growth in core loans and advances, but not real growth, because if you do it in the flat exchange rate, only Australia has really grown. The rest have been flat. So 10% is not really a true reflection. But we have had very strong growth in customer deposits, in neutral currency, home currency, and obviously in sterling. And that's up by 37% over the year to £20 million. And then a very strong feature of this year for us has been the very strong growth in third-party funds under management, which I'll talk about further on, which has seen a growth of about 42%, 69 to £69.4 billion up to the end of Feb. Now, there's obviously a currency effect in that and a market effect, but we've also seen strong inflows in our asset management business. So we've continued to focus again on managing risk, building capital and preserving liquidity, and I think that will come through quite strongly in this. If we look at our balance sheet, I mean, liquidity has built up to very high levels. We now have £8.8 billion of surplus cash. Clearly, there's a lot of change in the liquidity regime coming to banks generally, and you know, we have to prepare for this, and therefore, you know, we have continued to try and diversify our deposit base and continue to push our retail funding strategies. So we are probably getting to a point where we have to modify some of that, because we're sitting with a lot of cash, and too much cash does burn holes in one's pocket. But clearly, we have to actually understand what the liquidity regimes are. We understand them in some jurisdictions, but not in all jurisdictions yet. But I think we're well placed to manage with them. I think if we look at our capital ratios, we're within our targets that we set in November 2008. We expect the PLC to be around about 15.5 and 11, maybe slightly better, and Investec Limited will be around about 15.1 and 11.5, which has seen a continued build-up as we're not creating risk-weighted assets at the moment. So comfortable on a capital perspective. I think clearly the negative from a cycle like this is that you still have to deal with problem loans, and you don't just get rid of them straight away. It takes time to work these things off the balance sheet, and we have seen still a rise in levels of default, and that's only because you can't get the stuff that's on default dealt with quick enough, and but at a much slower pace. So we do feel that, as we said last time, that life is turning, and that our credit loss ratio is exactly the guidance we gave you before, will be around 1.1%, and we do think that is the same is also peaking, so or has peaked, and That's provided life continues to go on the path that it's going. So we do feel a lot better about that, but it's still a tough space. We have very low leverage ratios. Loans to capital is 5.7. Loans to customer deposits, I think, is a strong feature of what we've done over the last year or two. 83%, that means our loans are covered by customer deposits almost 1.2 times. Gearing 12.3, a lot of the extra gearing that you see from September to now, 0.2, comes from the extra cash that we have on the balance sheet. So we're not giving you a net gearing ratio, we're giving you a gross gearing ratio. And if we exclude securitized assets, 11.5, which is similar to where it was before. If we look at our divisions, overall, I think net interest income has been negatively impacted by lower average interest rates. It's quite a material number, because you take your free capital times about 5%, which is, you know, that comes out at about 100 million quid over the year. So that has had a big impact on the results. And obviously one expects lower interest rates to remain in place for a year or two, but then start to normalise in time. We have clearly seen, still had lower levels of activity. In some of our areas, we're seeing a rise in levels of activity in others, but still that would have resulted overall in a decline in fees and commissions receivable. Clearly on the trading side is where we've had a lot of opportunities as a consequence of dislocated credit markets, and therefore we were able to bolster revenue from trading in this period. And then recurring income as a percentage of operating income is about 61%. It was higher last year, but 60 to 65 is probably your norm. Expenses are flat in home currency, in core geographies, but again, due to the weakening of sterling, will reflect an increase over the year. So still fairly tightly managed. If we look at some of the divisions, private banking, I mean, they obviously at the forefront of the issues around impairments and activity levels, and therefore they will have they will be significantly lower than the previous year, but I think an improvement on the first half of this financial year. They have continued their retail deposit raising initiatives, and that has continued to be very successful. You can see that loans are up about 13%, as I said to you, in home currency, that's primarily Australia. Deposits are up 42%. In any currency you take it, you know, it's up a lot. And that's from the retail deposit strategy, and funds under advice up 20%, which is in essence recovery of markets. So overall, this is the division that has, you know, taken the brunt of the credit cycle and the credit crunch. If we look at private client portfolio management and stockbroking, you can see its funds under management are up 33% in sterling. They I haven't worked out the rand number, but they are also up a lot in rand. And now they're performing in line with the first half, just to give you guidance. And I think, you know, there has been a fair amount of recovery. This business didn't really take too much heat because it's got quite a diversified revenue stream. And then capital markets have had good levels of activity across the board, mainly in the advising and structuring business. The trading and balance sheet management activities have clearly been impacted by the lower rate environment and declining volatility, but there have been good opportunities for us in some of our areas of expertise in structured credit and alternative energy. And, you know, we are seeing this business with a fair amount of activity. Still, demand for credit very flat, and so very little loan growth. In fact, negative in terms of home currency. But overall, good activity on the ground, and they're performing ahead of the first half of last year, of this year. And then Kensington, you've seen house prices rise actually, as opposed to fall. So they are performing slightly ahead of the previous year. The overall book is down by £500 million. You must remember that the bulk of the book is a running down book. We have some new products in the prime mortgage space that we are launching, but it's still at very low volume levels. So, and we do believe that securitization is starting to come back. We have seen some securitizations take place, but at very moderate levels. Arrears have increased marginally as the book becomes more seasoned, but a lot of our repossessions we've actually managed to clear in the cycle, I think at least half of them. So LTVs have also improved as a consequence of house price rises from about 83% to 78%, so I think in quite a stable position. If we look at the investment bank, we have seen activity levels start to improve, not yet reflected in earnings. Our principal investments in South Africa have done okay. We have performed reasonably well, but we'll be behind the first half of last year of this trading period. And the UK principal investment does show a significant improvement over the previous year, but it will still make a small loss as a consequence of the consolidation of certain of its investments, which are still loss-making. So if we move to asset management, I think asset management has done particularly well. I mean, they were unaffected by the crisis, and therefore there's been a lot of support for their products in the marketplace. They've had inflows of £4.5 billion, and I think there's still money coming in, so maybe we'll end the season at £5 billion for the year. That was an opening assets under management of about £28 billion, and then with market and currency, their funds under management are up 50% on the previous year, which I think is a significant jump, and it might be even higher depending on how life pans out over the next couple of weeks. And we're also seeing that as a consequence, underlying performance will be much stronger than the first half. So really in done exceptionally well, and I think we now have, you know, record assets under management. If you look at this chart, you can see that the last time we peaked at about £32-33 billion, now we're at 43.4 and rising. Property, we will have a good performance from our investment portfolio. There are lots of opportunities for us to enhance value within the portfolio, and we're still concentrating on trying to build property funds across all geographies, but that is still work in progress. So you'll see a fairly good performance from that unit this year. If we look at central funding, South Africa will be behind the first half, mainly due to interest rates on average being lower. That's obviously on our free cash, and I think interest rates are probably 2% low on average for first half, second half. In UK for the year, we'll have a good performance with the debt repurchase program, but the performance of the first half is not repeated in the second half. And our central costs are in line with the prior year, but marginally ahead of the first half of this year. So, on a tax rate, we expect it to be around 21% for the year, and we will expect to have about 686 million shares, weighted shares in issue, for you to be able to work out what you think earnings per share would be. That's the expected weighted number of shares in issue for the year. So I think in conclusion, and this is very brief, but there's not much more to say. We have remained focused on managing our balance sheet, but we are trying to move the organization onto the front foot. I think we've mentioned to you 100 times, you think you can't wave a magic wand and everyone running out there and doing deals, because uptake is very slow and the economies have been through hell. So this will take time to get the momentum back, but we are feeling that the momentum is coming back. I think that our steady and resilient performance throughout the crisis, coupled with our strong ongoing brand investment, growth in assets and under management, and our sound balance sheet, we believe that does put us in quite a good position in this environment to take advantage of opportunities. And we're seeing every day, you know, things are falling out of firms, or firms are wanting to sell little pieces. Not that we have been able to do anything yet, because I don't think it's something that you rush out and do, but there are lots of opportunities out there, and we are convinced that we will be able to capitalize on some of them going forward. But obviously one will be very measured and recognize the impact on whatever one does. So, you know, I think we're quite happy. We think that we're in a good space, and life will carry on. So thank you very much for attending, and we now can take questions. I'll start off in South Africa. Ronnie, where's Ruby? You're in the corner, Ruby.
Steve, two questions if I might ask. First of all, in terms of principal trading,
yeah.
Have you written back into the income statement with maybe markets having consolidated? If so, could you give us some sort of idea in terms of the quantum there, or type of investments that are being held, the ones which have performed better. Second question, in terms of additional growth in your lending book there, is it now that we're seeing a lesser risk appetite out there, things have improved? Well, are we seeing at the same time clients now wanting to borrow? I think in your previous presentation you mentioned that the demand for funding wasn't there. What has sort of changed in the meantime?
Nothing. I think only Australia there's a bit of demand for credit. I think in the rest of the world where we operate there's very little demand for credit. So I think if you look at private credit sector credit extension in South Africa as an example, it's still negative. So, you know, that means that banks are not lending, and I will reiterate, it's not because they don't want to lend, they do want to lend, but the people who want to borrow, you can't lend to. So, and the people who you can lend to don't want to borrow at the moment. So you're in that kind of phase in life. That will start, if the economies continue to improve, that will start to change. We are seeing a little bit of an uptick in potential activity, but it's not dramatic at the moment. So I think it's going to take that growth, as I've said to you, is in neutral currencies flat. Whatever we're in, all new business, we write a lot of new business, but we have a lot of redemptions, so things stay flat at the moment. And we'll have to see. We're expecting to see an increase in next year, but time will tell. But I'm in a trading update on last year, not the future at the moment. That we'll talk to you about in May. On your second question, I think, again, I'm in a trading update on what's happened in the past, not in the future, but I would say that the bulk of the trading is, you know, realized trading. It's got nothing to do with, I mean, there's always marks, either left or right, but the bulk of it is from realized activity. It's not just revaluing investments. That would be a fraction of that number.
Stephen, well done with regard to Investec asset management and the increase in AUM. I see the biggest contributor, or certainly from the growth perspective, is the UK and international from the retail side. My question is, has this been done or achieved with low fees, or how have you been able to attract this massive growth from a retail perspective?
I think that you had seen a lot of brand building over the last while. I think that Investec has been seen as one of those banks who managed to come through a very difficult period without support from anybody. And I think that a strong brand is attributed to that. So I think there's been a lot of brand building. But are you talking about deposits or are you talking about funds under management? Because they're very different things. No, I think it's about the brand. We've been years building the brand. We have good performance in our asset management products. We're seen as a safe brand that people can put their money with and invest with. We had no drama in the crisis, and nothing blew up, and therefore we have a lot of traction into our products. And they are global products. We have distribution all over the world. When you guys were shouting us in South Africa 5 years ago, you know, when's asset management in the UK going to come right? You know, we said these things take a long time to build. And you've seen the benefits of building over a long period of time by Hendrik and his team. Thank you. I think Ruby's before you, or Louis. You wait. Now you got the mark. Louis, you next after Ruby.
Thanks, Mr. Kossoff. Mr. Kossoff, I refer to your point that the, let's call it the subdued performance in South Africa, is mainly due to lower levels of interest rates.
No, that's part of the point.
All right, part of it, fine. Huh? I got it note, mainly due to.
No, the lower impairments, higher impairments, lower levels of interest rates, and lower levels of activity.
Fair enough.
Key points.
However, I'm going to slide 28, headed loans and advances for South Africa.
Yeah.
And in the last 11 months, since 31 March, the level has gone up enormously, which is very, very good. It went from 6.2 to 7.3 billion. Now, has that not perhaps taken up some of the slack in any way?
Currency, Ruby.
Is it the currency that must...
The rand appreciated. So look at the neutral currency number and you'll see it's gone nowhere. It's
right. Flat. Your UK and Europe number has gone nowhere.
And the UK, the Rand number also gone nowhere. It's flat.
And Australia has
gone up,
somewhat.
Yes. 7% in home currency.
Okay, so whatever additional performance you got from this was negated by the currency movements. Is that correct?
No. That in home currency, the number didn't grow. So whatever new business we wrote, we had redemptions on the other side.
Okay, thank you.
So that says low levels of activity because we're accustomed to growing our books.
Stephen?
Ilu, yeah.
Thank you, first of all, to keep us informed like you always do, eh? It's nice to be invested in Investec, and we're proud to be shareholders. But you've already touched it, you know. It's an old story again, you know. I mean, everything is up 65%, eh? And you're building cash. You know, my grandchildren's shoes have been well worn through now.
You're back on the dividend, Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope you remember this in May.
Yeah, I'll remember it.
Thanks.
Okay. More questions in South Africa? I think you're prompt, Ronnie, Louis, and Ruby in the audience. No more questions? Okay, can we go to London? Any questions from London? Benji? Any
questions from London? Yeah, James is here, don't panic.
Good morning, thank you. I'd like to ask about the margin. I mean, clearly the build-up in liquidity is great from a security perspective for the bank, and you alluded to the fact that maybe you won't be trying to grow deposits so rapidly ahead of the loans to customers. Within that, on the liability side of the balance sheet, will you be looking to reduce the inflows via changing your pricing and therefore moving the margin? And on the asset side of the balance sheet, you also mentioned that the whilst in local currency, so in the two biggest markets, there was not much movement in the asset side of the balance sheet, the loans to customers. There was some replacement in there. Is it fair to assume that the replaced assets come at either a higher margin or a lower credit risk?
Yeah, I think to answer the second part of this, I think both points are valid. We are replacing assets at a higher margin, and I think a significantly lower credit risk. On the first point, I think that clearly we've had a lot of inflow, and we're getting to a point now where we have to adjust some of our product set and reprice it, because you know, we can't just keep on having this kind of build-up. We'll have 50% of our balance sheet in cash just now, so that's something that obviously we are going to start tweaking, because we have seen better pricing on the asset side of the portfolio, but it is starting to burn us. So I hope that answers your question.
Hi, Neil Welch from Macquarie. Stephen, two questions. Firstly, technical one on the tax rate. What is driving the tax rate down? And the second aspect is, in terms of the impairments, it sounds like what's happening here is a rebalancing. Seeing some improvement in the UK and European business and some worsening in the South African business. Is that fair that's what's happened so far in 11 months?
Well, I'll start, because you think it's doubled, so I'll start with the second one first. Clearly, South Africa went into the crisis later, and therefore it's a newer phenomenon in South Africa, whereas in the UK, the crisis started for us perhaps in August 07. In South Africa, it only probably started in October 08, when you really felt the effects of the crisis. So and that's when the impairment started coming in. So I think you're seeing more provisions, perhaps, relatively speaking, going through in South Africa. But I think that, you know, on each side, we're starting to see a stabilization on defaults. But it does, as I said, take time to move the stuff off your default book, which is what we're in the process of trying to do. And it'll take on some stuff a couple of years. So that's on the first question. On the second question. On the first question, I can't remember exactly. Just give me a hint again. Tax rate.
Yeah, I think What's driving the tax rate down?
We have some non-taxable revenue, basically dividends that we receive, and we have some transactions that were not taxable that drove it down. I think it normalizes back at about 24%. So I don't think you'll look at that as a permanent situation.
Thank you. Just one follow-up on that bad debt question. The gross default curve that you've shown is up to March 2009. What would that look like for the 11 months for this year?
We said in the statement still rising, but at a flatter rate.
Thank you.
Rising to starting to stabilise, but off March 2009 it's still rising, as you saw at September 2009. More questions?
Yeah, it's me again, unfortunately for you. Can I quickly ask on, I left off on the margining, the overall movement in the marginal guidance on how the net interest margin moved in the second half of the year versus the first half? And secondly, what does the pipeline look like in the asset management business? Clearly, the $4.5 billion is very good, and you've alluded it could be five by the period end. But I appreciate that certainly for institutional mandates, there's quite a long lag between getting it and the money actually arriving.
Yeah, but that's why I gave you 4.5 to 5 because that reflects the pipeline. But there is a pipeline and a good pipeline. Yeah, I know the question. I just don't know the exact answer. So I'm looking at you. So I think it's slightly better the second half. Yeah, slightly better second half versus first half. We've seen in some of the geographies the margin actually normalise. The cost of money normalise and the margin normalise, particularly South Africa. I see Sam. Any more questions, Bernard?
No more questions. Nothing. Thank you.
Okay. That's it. Last chance in... Oh, they're gone already. Where are they gone? Last chance in South Africa before we close shop. No one? Thank you very much for attending.